Set the fusion string up according to the directions that came with the fusion string. Position yourself the appropriate distance from the wall and close your eyes. With your eyes closed, take a moment and relax your body. Relax your knees. Relax your shoulders. And notice any places where there may be tension. And let that go. Now open your eyes. Bring the fusion string up to the tip of your nose. And begin a regular, relaxed rhythm of breathing. And maintain this rhythm of breathing throughout the remainder of the practice session. Look at bead number 3. Look at bead number 4. Look at bead number 5. Number 6. Number 7. Number 8, number 9, number 10, and look at where the string touches the wall. And now look again at bead number 3. And look at bead number 4. And if both of your eyes are looking at bead number 4, and your brain is using both your eyes equally and fully, you will see two images of the string, and the two images of the string will cross right on bead number 4, with bead number 4 being the center of an X. Now move your focus to bead number 5, and notice that as you look at bead number 5, now bead number 5 is the center of the X. Look at bead number 4, bead number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, 7, 8, 9, and now look at where the string touches the wall. And notice that as you're looking right at the wall, you will see two images of the string meeting in a V right at the wall. Now look at bead number 5 again. And remember to breathe in a relaxed, regular rhythm. To blink regularly and easily, and to stay as relaxed as you can. Look at bead number 5, number 6, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now look at where the string touches your nose. And as you look at where the string touches your nose, you'll see two images of the string meeting in a V right at your nose. Now look at bead number 1, number 2, and slide your gaze to bead number 3, to bead number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now look at the wall. And now back to bead number 3. And slide your gaze, bead by bead, from number 3 all the way out to bead number 10. And notice that as you do that, there are beads that you look at where the two strings cross forming an X right on that bead. But there may be other beads that when you look at them, you either do not see an X, or perhaps the X crosses closer to you or farther away from you than the bead that you are looking at. Keep sliding your gaze up and down the string from bead to bead, and notice the places where your eyes follow the commands of your mind and the X crosses right on that bead, and notice the other places where perhaps the X is not crossing where you are looking. Or perhaps instead of seeing an X, you see either only one string, or you may see two strings that go to the bead, but then only one string after that. And as you continue to slide your gaze from bead to bead, remember to breathe regularly, to relax your body, and to blink lightly and easily and regularly. Look now at bead number 3. Slide your gaze to bead number 4, to bead number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8, 9, 10, and the wall. Now come back to bead number 3. And again, go to 4, 5, relax your body, blink lightly, and remember to breathe. Bead number 6, number 7, number 8. And now come in, bead by bead, to number 7, number 6, number 5, number 4, 3, 2, 1, and look at where the string touches your nose. And notice that as you look right at your nose, you will see two images of the string meeting in a V at your nose. Now look out at the wall, and notice here that you see two images of the string meeting in a V at the wall. Now look at bead number 5. And as you look at number 5, relax your body, breathe regularly, and blink lightly and easily. Most people notice that there are beads on the string, that when they look at those beads, the X crosses exactly on that bead, and that there are other beads where they do not see the X, or perhaps they see the X, but it crosses closer to them or farther away. Pay particular attention to that area that is the boundary between where the X crosses exactly where you want it to and where it gets out of your control. And pay particular attention to moving your eyes from the beads, one or two beads closer to you than that point, to one or two beads farther away than that point. As you continue practicing with the fusion string technique, you will find that more and more of the string and more of the beads will come underneath the command of your brain and your eyes, so that you will get the X to cross at every bead that you are looking at. If you do not see the X, you can issue the command from your brain to your eyes. Say to yourself, brain, use both eyes equally and fully. Brain, use both eyes equally and fully. Continue moving your gaze up and down the string, paying particular attention to those areas that are out of your control, and as you practice, noticing how much more control you get moving up and down the string. Look now at bead number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and slide your gaze to the wall, noticing the V meeting right at the wall. If you are nearsighted, it helps to begin at a close bead, bead number 1 or bead number 2, and go out the string, sliding your gaze bead by bead until you reach the wall, and then beginning again at bead number 1 and bead number 2, sliding your gaze out the string. If you are farsighted, it's better to do that in reverse, to begin at the wall and come in bead by bead by bead until you come to bead number 1, and then go back out to the wall and come in again bead by bead by bead. And now close your eyes. Let the fusion string drop from your nose. And with your eyes closed, relax your body, relax your shoulders, and gently turn your head from side to side. Turn your head to the left. Now turn it to the right, and then back again to the left, and continue turning your head from left to right and right to left in a relaxed, gentle, graceful, and smooth movement, relaxing your neck, relaxing your shoulders, relaxing the muscles of your back and the muscles across your chest. Just let your head turn from side to side in an effortless and relaxed way, breathing regularly and easily. And now open your eyes. Bring the fusion string up to your nose and palm over your left eye. Keep your left eye open, but cover it with your left hand. And now look at the fusion string with your right eye. Looking at the string with only one eye, you will see only one image of the string. Look at bead number 2 with your right eye, number 3, number 4, and slide your gaze out the string to number 5, number 6, number 7, 8, 9, 10, and look at the wall. And again, if you are nearsighted, it's more beneficial to begin at bead number 1 and slide your gaze bead by bead until you reach the wall, and then begin again at number 1, sliding bead by bead out again to the wall. If, on the other hand, you're farsighted, begin at the wall and bring your gaze in bead by bead until you come into bead number 1, and then begin again at the wall, coming in bead by bead until you reach number 1 again. And repeat that in that direction, depending on your situation. Remember to breathe, relax your shoulders, and relax the back of your neck, so that the blood flow and the circulation can travel from your heart up to your eyes. close your eyes. Drop the fusion string from your nose. And again, turn your head from side to side. From the left to the right. In a relaxed, gentle, graceful movement. Keeping your shoulders relaxed. Relaxing your neck, your back, and your chest. Continue to turn your head from side to side. And just feel your eyes moving along with the movement of your head in a relaxed, easy manner. And now bring the motion to a stop. Open your eyes. Bring the fusion string up to your nose, and this time palm over your right eye. Keep your right eye open and look at the string with your left eye. Look at bead number 1, 2, slide to bead number 3, 4, 5, and continue going out the string until you reach the wall. And again, if you're nearsighted, begin at bead number 1, sliding your gaze down the string, bead by bead, until you reach the wall. And then begin again at bead number 1, and again, slide your gaze bead by bead, until you reach the wall, and continue in that manner. And if you're farsighted, reverse the direction. Many people notice that when the bead starts to become unclear, is about the same time when they hold their breath, or their breathing becomes more shallow, or they feel a slight increase of tension, as if they're trying to see or straining to see. Instead, as you move up and down the string, relax, relax your body, blink lightly, easily, and regularly, and notice what you can see. Notice the areas where perhaps it seems as if your focus jumps rather than slides down the string. And see if you can slide your gaze along the string smoothly, easily, and naturally. Now close your eyes again. Let the string drop from your nose, and once again, turn your head from side to side, left, right, and back and forth, in a relaxed, gentle manner. And just let the movement of your head come to a stop. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, sigh on the exhale. Take another deep breath, and sigh on the exhale, and open your eyes. This is the end of the practice session.